So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Good morning, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Deep Dive Musings, where I, Adam Roa, your host, have no one with me. It is just me and my thoughts. And before I get into today's musing, I just want to let you know that Wednesday, April 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific, I am offering a free one-hour webinar called Everything is Energy, where I will be breaking down health, wealth, and relationships, all three categories, and explaining how the energetic understanding of the universe can be applied to each of those three and create more of what you want, create more wealth, create better health and better relationships in whatever way that is for you. So if you'd like to take part in that event, go to my website, adamroa.com, and on the upcoming page, there's a small form where you can fill out your name and email address and have a link sent to you so that on Wednesday, April 12th at 1 p.m., you will be able to join that call. And there's already, at the time of this posting, there was like 60-something people signed up. So it's filling up fast. So be sure to get a spot. All right. So today, I want to talk about the power of being present. And I think this is important because there are so many presence activities that have become kind of trendy these days, you know, like yoga, meditation, sound healings. Like, maybe sound healings aren't trendy in whatever part of the world you're in, but in my part of the world, they definitely are. And they're all great things. I do all of them. So I'm not trashing any of them. However, I think that it's important to recognize that just because you're doing them doesn't mean that you're being present while doing them. The activities themselves don't necessitate being present. That's something I want to talk about, and it was kind of brought into my awareness really powerfully last night when I was watching a Netflix short documentary called The White Helmets. If you haven't seen this documentary, I highly, highly recommend that you check it out. It is on Netflix, and it won the Academy Award for Best Documentary Short. So it's only like 40 minutes long, and it's terrific. It's about the volunteer first responders in Syria. So when there's air raids, which happen every day, those volunteers hop in trucks and hop in cars and drive to the site of the bombing and work to save as many lives as they possibly can. And they wear these white construction helmets, and that's why they're called the White Helmets. It's amazing what these individuals are willing to do and how they're willing to sacrifice their free time, to sacrifice their time with their family, to even sacrifice their lives in order to help others. And so I really highly recommend the documentary. Give me a moment as I take a drink of my golden tea, my golden milk. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it is turmeric, almond milk, black pepper, cinnamon, and then I also add a little bit of ginger and a little bit of cayenne. And you heat it all up and you make sure it's mixed really well. Oh, and some honey to sweeten if you'd like. Although Don't add the honey until the end after you poured the cup, because heating honey is actually, according to Ayurvedic philosophy, or Ayurvedic medicine, is toxic. It's not good for you to heat honey. So, turmeric is an anti-inflammatory and a very just good for you substance. And you'll want to put a little black pepper anytime you make something with turmeric, because the black pepper actually does something to help your body absorb the turmeric. So, tangent, but that's a golden milk, and you can also just Google it. And I make them quite regularly, probably 5 times a week. And it's been a big part of my healing journey to get inflammation out of my body. So if you hear this, a little bit of clinking, that's me stirring, meaning I'm about to take a drink. Okay, so I was watching this documentary, The White Helmets, and they were showing the air raids, and they were showing the people who are a part of this amazing volunteer group. And they kept telling us the story about all the different volunteers and the air raids as they're getting worse and worse and worse. And you're seeing like real footage from these bombings. Sorry, I get a little... It is so hard for me to see what's happening in Syria and all over the world and not get emotional when I think about the fact that this documentary was released last year and it was being filmed in like 2013, and it's only gotten worse. The chemical bombs that were dropped just recently in Syria, and I just can't understand on many levels how that's still happening. The level of disconnection from human beings that one must feel to just bomb cities full of civilians and even target hospitals. Like that was a really viral video that was going around a while back where you could see the footage of hospitals being bombed. And so in this documentary, you're with them as they are talking about how hospitals are now being targeted. And for you to target hospitals with your bombs, it's tough. Anyway, the reason for this musing is because while their city is being destroyed, while every single day people are being killed, there was this one day and into the night where a bombing happened and they didn't think that there were any survivors. And as they were digging through the rubble, they began to hear a baby crying. Somewhere beneath all of this concrete, cement, dirt, metal, there's a baby crying. And so they work nonstop, over 16 hours, going towards the sound of this crying baby. And as you see them finally break through the final amount of debris, and you see the head of the baby, and then you see them pull the baby free. As the baby finally comes free, the entire crowd begins screaming and cheering and crying. Tears of joy, absolute, unfiltered happiness that they were able to rescue this baby, that they got to him while he was still alive. And what I found so powerfully compelling about this is that their circumstances had not changed. Meaning, they still lived in a city where they were being bombed every single day, where at any moment planes could come and their family, their friends, other volunteers, their coworkers, more children could be killed. That's the reality of the situation that they are currently living in. And so that circumstance, that greater like umbrella under which they're living, had not changed. Yet in that moment, they were so present to their goal of saving this child, and they were so present to the moment that it happened, that in that moment, all the sadness is gone. All they feel is love in their hearts. In that moment, every single one of them is smiling and laughing and congratulating each other. And maybe 5 minutes later, they will be back to the despair that they feel on a daily basis. Maybe they'll return to a depression. Maybe they'll find out that they lost someone near and dear to them in that same bombing, in the same rubble in which they found the baby. But for that one moment, they were happy. And so, even though this is the extremes of the human experience, both the high and the low, it's rare to live in a place that is being bombed daily, and it's also rare to save a baby from rubble after 16 hours of hard work. Those are pretty extreme experiences. What it shows you, what it shows me, is that we can transcend any experience, even that extreme, if we can bring ourselves present. And if we can bring our focus to something to be grateful for in that present moment. So in your life, you may have a relationship that you're in that you are not happy to be in. You may have a job that stresses you out and is something that you really wish you didn't have to get up and go do. You may feel lonely. You may be fighting addiction. You may be struggling to see your own infinite self-worth. And no matter what it is that you are currently struggling with, you have the ability to find gratitude, to find love in your heart for something in the present moment. Simply by choosing and diving in so fully, the way that they dove in so fully to that goal of uncovering and saving this child, you can dive so fully into your appreciation for yourself. Your appreciation for your ability to breathe, your appreciation for the roof over your head, your appreciation for the device through which you're listening to this very podcast. The food that you have just eaten or are about to eat. The people in your life who love you dearly. There's something in your life to be grateful for. And the power that we have as human beings is the power of free will. That is our greatest gift. And we have that in the sense that we get to choose how we would like to feel, how we would like to experience every moment. We may not get to choose that our city is being bombed. We may not get to choose that we've just lost loved ones to cancer or alcoholism. But we can choose where our focus goes. We can choose to be present. And a lot of times when we're being present, because it's two stages, right? It's the stage of being present, and then what do we focus on while being present? Many times, I find myself being really present, really, really present, and it's focused on something like the pain in my wrist or my hip. And by shifting my focus to the health that I feel throughout the rest of my body, I can raise my vibrational state. I can raise just how I feel, the level of gratitude in my heart for my overall health. And that in turn will improve the health of the parts that maybe are experiencing a little less than optimal experiences. But that's my choice. That's the power of being present. That's the power of free will. And so my invitation for you today, and for the rest of your life, but at least today, while it's fresh on your mind, is to examine the area in your life that may be the umbrella, that may be the thing that's just kind of nagging at you. And see if you can transcend it simply by bringing your attention to gratitude and love in the present moment. Whenever you notice yourself getting lost in those thoughts, lost in the complaining or the sadness or the fear, see if you can shift. See if you can open your heart and allow in more love. I know that for me, seeing this group of men able to do it in one of the worst environments that I can imagine is proof to me that it can be done anywhere. And so anytime that I feel it, I know it's within my power to shift. And I'm not any different than you. You have the power to be present with love and gratitude in every moment. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this musing. If you'd like to be a part of the free one-hour webinar, go to my website, adamroa.com, and sign up. It happens on April 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific. I really, really appreciate you. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.